Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
During the song,
he's leaving.
Well, you can crunch with Cheetos.
On that midnight train, Georgia.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Gladys, baby, Gladys.
Oh, yes. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of you. We are in Costa Mesa right now.
Are you?
Yes, we are. We're actually broadcasting live from Goat Junction here in the great city of Costa Mesa. Everybody's here. Zach's here.
What up?
Steve's here.
Yeah.
Amber Stuffy, but she's here too.
Choo-choo. Cuckoo.
And I am Sean Roberts. Together we are your Weekly Dose podcast.
Thank you for joining us today as we're striming leave from Orange County, California. I'll say it again, Goat Hill Junction. It's a little scale train ride in the park, I think across the street from the high school. But anyway, it's really cool here. So we are the only podcast who continue the radio traditions of Mark and Brian. If you miss them as much as we do, then you tuned in to the right show.
That's right, but if you're also looking for a podcast that's fun, interactive, that you can be a part of every week, like a family reunion, or just getting together with your friends at a bar, then this is the podcast for you.
Yes, and for those who have recently found us, you guys, thank you so much, and we're so glad you're here listening. And if you want to join the conversation, just hit us up on our socials. We'll talk about this in a second, Steve. Well, John first.
Yeah.
John first.
All right, guys. And we got a busy show for you guys today. We'll be catching up. We've got Tina Anderson at 10:15. We got a special guest coming in. We'll be talking to Hank from the OCME, which is the Orange County Model Engineers. It's Amber and Zach's birthday show. It's also our Mother's Day show. It's National Train Day, which is why we are out here at Goat Hill Junction in Costa Mesa. So we got a lot of celebrating going on.
Yeah, besides calling in, you can also interact with the show several ways. You can comment on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Send a message via Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Say hello to us on Facebook at yourweeslydoke.
Your Ron Weasley.
Or if you want to send us a personal message, you can email us at
yourweeklydose@gmail.com.
Let me help you out there. You can always download the show, guys, for free from the website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you would, please, we'd love you to subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose on all of those. And most importantly, guys, rate and review the show. Again, go to Your Weekly Dose at Your Weekly Dose on Facebook and Instagram.
Absolutely. And today's theme song, of course, is Midnight Train in Georgia by the great Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Gladys Knight.
Ah, yes. It's such an appropriate song for today to this National Train Day. And, of course, as always, you can go to our website, go to our banner, our Amazon.com, click on there and buy any of the music that we play here on our show. It's there for your pleasure. And get the music, man. It's good music. Why
your
not?
Pleasure.
What the hell?
Music.
Amazon is there for your pleasure.
Amazon is always there for our pleasure.
Does Steve just say my name? Say Muzak.
Muzak. Yeah, exactly.
Muzak.
Such a great
what
song.
What a morning.
Such a lovely morning. Once again, guys, we are out here at Goat Hill Junction in Costa Mesa. This is a 1/8 scale size railroad here. It is a club that they come out. They have these model trains that you can actually ride. They're wonderful. They've been doing this for quite a number of years and everything. Right now, they do need your help, though. There is a train trestle bridge that does need repair. We did put on our Facebook page a link for you to help them and to donate whatever you can, $5, $20, $100, whatever it is, to help repair this bridge. So it's it has quite a bit of history. We'll be talking to Hank later on about it and the history of this club here and what they do and everything. So we've got a lot of show for you guys. So in the meantime, right now, let's go ahead and catch up with each other real quick.
Oh boy.
Sing it, Amber.
Steve is munching on his Cheetos this morning. He doesn't want to eat. Kind of late there, buddy.
He was in the bathroom. No.
So how do we want to start this out? Let's.
Well, let's go down to Zach.
What's
up? Yeah, birthday boy Zach.
Wow. Well, I'm proud to say that I finally got to go to Disneyland for the first time in about 15 years.
Yay! Wow.
And actually, California Adventure for the very first time.
You got to go to both parks.
I got to go to both.
That's special.
But yes.
I was echoing.
Anyway, that was really fun. I got to see Star Wars Land, which was really exciting. Kylo Ren picked me out, and I thought he was going to kick my ass with a bunch of stormtroopers. But he was pointing at the crowd.
I paid him to do that.
You did?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch,
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thanks. Wait till you see what you're up against.
I hope it's hot.
And steamy. it turns out he was pointing at the couple in front of us.
Darn it.
Lost 20 bucks. Two weeks left. 20? God, that's it?
Sorry.
That's all I'm worth to you?
You're cheap.
Okay. 2 weeks away from finishing class, my application for graduation got accepted. So now I will officially be graduating in the summer.
Woo!
And I'm done with school for as far as general
bells and whistles. If I were near the iPad, I'd start pushing stuff like bing,
just hit a button, Amber. Go ahead.
I'm afraid.
Just look for it says fanfare. You got it? That wasn't it.
I'm sorry.
Darn.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm working. Here we go.
There it is.
There we go.
I'm working on something over here. Sorry, guys.
That was the thing.
That's why we're talking.
So school, okay.
So yeah, that's going well. Oh, I got to do my first KFI in the sky traffic broadcast.
I saw that picture of you
over downtown LA.
Helicopter.
Mm-hmm. As they call it, the four levels of that area.
Nice.
Which is like the East LA interchange. So you got like the 110, the 101, the 10, and the 5. They call it the foregrounds.
Were you scared? Nervous? Were you nervous when you're up there? You're like looking down like, oh.
No, you know what's funny? That was the one thing I wasn't nervous about was flying. That didn't bother me at all. It was actually Jeff Bogg handed me the microphone, the CB radio to go ahead and do these traffic reports.
That's when you pooped your pants?
Yeah, I did. And the whole plane had to land, and they were actually contemplating
the whole
crashing.
Plane?
The whole plane. Yeah, half of it wasn't really that worried. The other half was.
I thought you were in a helicopter.
No.
An aeroplane?
Yeah, it's a single-engine airplane, which is like flying in a can of sardines.
I want to.
It's fine if you're flying for like an hour, but imagine 4 hours in this thing. And also, I'm a big guy, so I'm kind of cramped in the passenger side pretty bad.
Yeah, get on this mic. Get on the mic.
Oh, much better. Oh.
Yeah.
I know, I sound like I'm far away. Sorry.
Steve, what about you?
Anyway, that's my week.
Okay,
Steve?
You're done. Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Steve.
Come on, Cheeto
Breath. It was really, really amazing week for me. I rode my bike a few times. I watched some movies, listened to some music, played some games, and...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That was it. It was fun.
Okay.
And then also,
eventful.
I got him something. What did I get?
Oh, yeah.
Something edible.
I got my delivery of edibles today.
Okay, now check this out, because Steve's, you know, he's got a short
list. Your turn's
one.
Done. Why are you still talking?
No, I'm contributing
to Steve. You.
He's got some new products here.
Yeah, this is...
Oh, wait.
Oh, we're going through Steve's goodies.
First one.
Okay.
Stonios! Oreos, but Stonios.
Double stuffed Stonios.
Stonios.
I wonder if it's going to double stuff your...
Okay, this is my favorite one.
Okay.
You've heard of Starburst, right?
I like this. Dabiscos.
I can't wait to try these.
Cannaburst.
Like Starburst gummies, but yeah. They're Cannaburst.
Berry sours.
I was kind of hoping they were all going to be pink. You know, like all the... You know, you get like a whole bag of pink Starburst. And then, of course,
wow.
Yeah, the
General Satina. Watermelon gummies.
Smell this.
Steve's going to be comatose.
Ooh. They smell really good.
Actually, they do. They smell very
amazing.
Sweet.
This is
this
my mic keeps doing a little thing. These smell like trouble. These smell like I would
I'm
be
sure
crying.
They are.
I would be like crying and trying to unhigh myself later.
And I'd be recording
I'd be
every
like,
moment of it.
I'm too high.
I don't know.
Oh, they smell really good. Wait. They smell like the strawberry Starburst.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was kind of hoping. I hope they're all strawberry or all pink. I just call them the pink ones.
Goodies.
My friend Melissa, so my turn, Ral.
Yeah.
So I would have had dinner with my friend Melissa last night, and she was telling me she plays pool. She's an incredible pool player, and she does tournaments in all these leagues. She said that she was having back trouble before a tournament last week, and her friend gave her a Rice Krispie treat. Mm-hmm. And she said she took double the dose he said to have. And she said she was at the tournament and she's standing back. And she was like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And at the table, she was just standing against the wall waiting for her turn. And the table sort of like turned sideways and move up and around. And she was like, oh God. And so she had like an anxiety attack, had to start like tapping on her chest and pull herself back.
Yep, that's why I don't.
She still won.
Still,
she's
really?
Still won. Yes.
Oh my God! That's why I don't do
that's
edibles.
Pretty good,
right?
That's pretty good. I like it.
Edibles. So
there's an episode of Big Bang Theory where they get high on cookies when they're watching the meteor shower.
Oh my gosh!
And Leonard says, like, I can feel the earth moving. Wait, it's going too fast. Rod, slow it down. And Rod just presses down on the ground and starts, like, trying to stop the world from spinning.
Well, you know what time it is for us right now, guys?
Oh, sorry. What time is it?
Horoscopes?
No, it's actually time for a little bit of Dose of Wisdom.
Oh.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do now? Here's a little tip.
Tip.
Word to the wise. Here's a little snippet of advice. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do now?
So, as always, on the phone with us is our dear friend Tina Anderson. How are you, darling?
Hey, I'm good. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, show. Happy birthday to you guys.
Thank you,
you're
Tina.
Enjoying yourselves. Yeah. Yes, I'm good. Just caught the very end of some funny edible stories, and I don't know anyone who doesn't have a funny edible story.
Right?
I do.
I don't know. I've experienced my own. I've just, there's this funny. But then there are people that are obviously just without those. I know so many people. Oh, my gosh. Life-saving.
I got one, and that's enough.
Yeah.
Steve has several.
No. I have half a dozen
enough.
As well, too.
Do you? No. I had one, and that was enough for me, too. And it was the first time that I didn't even know when someone just said, have you ever had this? And she didn't explain, really, the amount of dosage. She didn't explain that you don't eat a candy bar, like you don't have a piece of half a candy bar.
It's so good. It's so delicious.
Handed me.
Oops.
Yeah, and so I had a much bigger bite. Luckily, at the time, I was thinking, oh, calories, no. Okay, I'm not going to eat the whole candy bar because, you know, I'm going to watch it again. Otherwise, I would have just eaten it. Anyway.
There's a funny thing to fixate on.
Yeah, right?
God, am I burning enough calories today? I don't know.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I thought we'd have some fun today with an article that is the luckiest and unluckiest months from just to play a little bit. I mean, there is a little bit of, you can hold a little stock in this because they are looking at the combination of where the planets land and where they are in your chart. But it's, of course, it's a general read for the archetype.
Okay.
And so not your specific chart.
The sun
sign. But
it's
still kind of fun. Yeah, the sun sign. Okay. It's still kind of fun. And it's just something to play with. So I thought we'd have some fun with that today. So I'll start with Taurus, of course. Which,
yay!
Yes, let's start with Taurus. And this is basically what it's saying is that you'll continue to shake things up this year, Taurus. With Uranus in your sign, you are looking, it says, according to this, for more freedom and a spirit of renewal. And it's saying that though change is, of course, not your thing, you are learning and striving to really embrace the newness in your life. And this could include maybe a profound year of growth in your career. And those months, particularly, we already passed one, unfortunately, but in January and May, this month.
Yeah.
So you guys got to get going.
We're doing it. We are doing it.
Yeah. Good. If you may be tested, it says, and asked to step up in new ways. Breathe into your authority. Don't get stuck in old patterns.
Respect my authority.
And, yes. And It says, romantically look to August and September when Venus lights up your relationship arena.
Oh.
And so it's got your lucky months.
He's up
as,
ever.
Right, January and March, which have passed. But your lucky months are May. Yep, so May and September.
Steve has to talk into the microphone. He's looking at me going, hey, Zach, this and this and this and this and this. Like, look.
The microphone. Though.
Well, then don't talk like a foot away from it. I think no one heard that.
Tina, I am so sorry for these rude interrupting them.
No problem.
I'm fine. Keep going, Tina.
I just figured there was background chatter and you were whatever. Don't
yeah. I was trying to
Steve,
fix it, being
Steve
the producer.
Had the edibles, it looks like.
Yep.
Good.
Yes.
Right now
there
we got Clint Clang at the other end of the table.
Right. Got it. So
Abbott and Costello.
So anyway, yeah. So lucky months, March we passed, but May and September, challenging months according to this for Taurus would be February and July.
Oh.
And so we've already passed one, which is really good. And then it says here also that that good careers, good places to be for the money-minded Taurus is anything that you can, where you can handle finances. But that sounds really boring to me, so I'm not even going to go into that. Sounds super boring. So okay. No. All right. So let's look at Gemini. So
oh boy.
Gemini. Yeah. We'll start right off the bat with lucky months for Gemini, and that would be February's past, April's past, but June and October. And challenging months for Gemini, according to this article, March and September. And it says this is a vitalizing year for you, with Jupiter and Saturn spend most of the time in Aquarius and your fellow air sign, and they will be helping you with your communication and relatability. And it's really about putting your message out in the world and really speaking your truth and being true to who you are and just really being in your zone. And so that would be a throat chakra thing too, just to watch that and to focus a little bit more on that for Gemini, I would say. That's what's coming up for me. That's not in the article. It also says be careful not to scatter your energies too much. Focus on what you really want and go for it. And
so that's paid. That's what I want.
Right?
There you go. Exactly. All right, let's move to Scorpio then.
Who's lively today.
Yes. So Scorpio, it says this is a year about home and family for you. You may want to to nest a little bit. That's such a feminine thing, isn't it? You know, that's what we always say when we're nest a little. I love that. It's got it's talking about partnerships, getting very clear about the relationships in your life that you want professionally and personally, and really just being in alignment with that. It says some relationships, according to this, it believes may need to be reinvented, and others may need to end romantically. And if someone's listening, obviously I'm doing this for everyone, not just you guys, but I'm focusing on your sun signs. Some relationships may need to be reinvented, it said, of course, but and some end, but there could be some new interesting relationships. Hello, did I just have an edible?
You did.
Hold on.
You caught what I had.
You were getting that Steve energy through the
I think something just happened there. Yeah. So it says that there could be some interesting new relationships that could get underway this year. And it says May is an excellent month for that.
Oh.
And so lucky months for Scorpio, March past, but May also for you, July and November, and challenging months, February, challenging for a couple of you, and August. And so if you're listening as well, and though I'm not doing all the signs, but I will say that if you're interested in this fun article, it's rd.com. And then it's the luckiest-unluckiest months for the Zodiac article. And so it's always fun to have stuff like this. And it's good table conversation. So there you guys have your months. You have your marching orders. You have your edibles. I don't know what else you need. Just celebrating birthdays.
Hugs. We need hugs, Tina. We need a big hug. Big Tina hug.
I know. But,
you know, I got to say that with Tina messing up the last part, you know, and we're talking about Stevie and his edibles, that gives new me to a contact high right now.
Seriously.
I need a beer hug.
I didn't know we could do a contact high over the phone.
Anybody within the sound of my voice, beware.
Yeah, no kidding.
And his bag of Cheetos.
Uh-huh. Tina, real quick, since tomorrow is Mother's Day, what are the boys doing for you?
I don't know. That's up to Kirk. So I have no idea. But I do know we're going over to my sister-in-law's, and there'll be about 11 or 12 of immediate family there. And so we're looking forward to getting together. I actually went to my first little gathering with friends last week, and it was so nice. I said, to see a face together, mm-hmm. to have, share food and conversation, a glass of wine, whatever, with everyone's faces, looking, you know, we can see everyone and talk. It was so wonderful. Oh, my gosh. It was so nice to get out and beyond the normal. Yeah, it was great. Beyond our normal family that we see all the time. This is the first time that we've been out with a couple, like three other couples at someone's house. So anyway, it was fantastic.
That's
and
awesome.
And I do want to say this. I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but I'm just going to give you a quick toss out. Madcap Motel in L.A. Madcap Motel in L.A.
Madcap
we're going to try that next.
Motel.
Yes, we're going to try that next week, and it looks very fun. And I'm just throwing out a little thing. If you guys want to get out and do something different, and you like wacky stuff, it's. I think it's going to be really cool. So I'm just going to throw that out as
I'm
well.
Gonna, I'm going to totally look that up.
Wacky's my middle name.
Madcap Motel. Yeah,
Madcap
we're looking
Motel.
Forward to that. So, anyway, you guys, so have a wonderful rest of your birthday celebration.
Oh, thank you,
and
Tina.
I wish I could be there to help celebrate, but I'm there in spirit, of course, and sending
Next
you lots
time.
Of virtual hugs. Next time for sure.
Thank you, Tina.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tina.
All right, guys,
love you.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll see you next time,
too.
Tina. Take
okay.
care.
All right, bye-bye.
What you gonna do, what you gonna do, what you gonna do, what you gonna do now? Here's a little tip.
Yep.
Word to the wise.
Wise?
Here's a little snippet of advice. What you gonna do, what you gonna do, what you gonna do, what you gonna do now?
I'll tell you what I want to do.
What do you want to do?
I want to party until I turn purple.
Did you bring beer?
No,
never
I
mind,
didn't
then
think that would be
party.
Appropriate at a park.
That's a new saying, party till you're purple.
Yeah, I got that from SpongeBob. That's okay.
I love it. They, my wife brought both.
These balloons. Yeah, the
Amber and Zach, these birthday balloons. And the wind is kind of blowing
it
pretty.
It is. It's a windy day.
It's a windy day down here. And one of them here next to Amber is like totally attacking me.
Yes, it's attacking you. Yeah.
One, and one hit the microphone
They're
over here.
Yeah, and then the other one hit us, the other mic went thunk. I'm like, oh, that sounded good.
Theater of the mind, folks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right, all right, all right.
We got a little bit of time right now.
You got a little bit of time?
Yeah, because we have a special guest coming up at 10:30. So what I want to do is give Zach his present real quick.
Have a tissue. Oh. I have a whole slew of tissues here.
All right,
hold on. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So, Zach, first of all, this is from all three of us. And we're...
Birthday present very, time, guys. Little present.
First of all, very proud of you.
I'm going to smell it.
You've been a part of this program. You've been one of the best producers we've had.
And you're fired.
This is the parting gift, not the birthday gift, right?
You stuck it out, yeah. And so far, you're dedicated to this program, which I love. You've done your voiceover stuff, your voiceover reel.
Hi.
We're proud of you on that. And now you're doing traffic for KFI.
I am.
And we can't be more proud of you than achieving that goal. It's Woo! Something that you've been wanting to do for a long time. So
and now,
well, I could
with
be
the countdown,
a little more proud,
exactly.
But I don't know.
So this is to help you out with what you've been doing lately.
News you can use. I love this wrapping paper, by the way. This is adorable. Happy birthday to you!
Oh, I remember we were having this conversation.
So Zach is opening the present. He's unwrapping it.
Yeah, he's doing like an ASMR right now with the wrapping paper.
Oh wow!
And. So this is from all three of us, brother.
Wow, thank you. Oh, God, yeah. Actually, I'm using this first thing tomorrow morning, actually.
Put it on right now. You probably need it.
Yeah, maybe.
It is. If you guys can hear the wind in the microphones right now. So what Zach got basically is what they call like a little baffle that goes around the microphone. So that way it kind of sounds like he's in a studio. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's what it is there. So we've been talking about it, trying to get one for him and everything. And
this thing's ready to
an
go.
It's ready to go, man.
Ambient reflection filter for his beautiful microphone.
Yeah. So all you got to do is put your microphone in front of it. We got you one big enough.
For your big giant head.
So,
okay.
No. So
I was born this way, okay?
No. The reason why we got you that one was because that way it wraps around the microphone completely. Because there were some other ones that were a little bit smaller.
And your big fat head.
Okay.
That's strike two.
Get off it.
Hold on. We're going to lift. Can we?
It won't
I need a little more slack.
It won't.
Yeah, that's it. Give it to me.
Wow, though.
I'll test it for you. Give it to me.
I'll test it for you.
give it here.
What a pal. What a pal.
Yeah, I know. It's going to accidentally go
My
home.
God,
with
I
me too.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Yay!
I absolutely love it. Shaw.
Man, that's awesome.
I'm going to wrap it back up so it's nice and safe.
So.
Yay!
Yeah, I thought long and hard about that present.
Yeah, you did, Steve.
Yeah.
And the thing, too, is that what I liked about it is that it sits on the table as well as you can put it on a microphone stand. So yeah, you can use it both ways.
You can take it to Vegas with you.
I got one like this. It's a lot smaller, though, and it actually isn't even that great.
You can hand it down to me now.
Crappy knockoff one.
Did you hear what she said?
Yeah, I can give it to her.
Okay. He's not surprised.
No, I'm like,
you can also take a bath with it.
Oh, that's if I can't do that, then forget it.
I know, right? It's on the box.
I might as well just give up.
Bathtub proof. You just have to turn the faucet off first.
Yeah, no, but seriously though, with what I am doing, that is something that I've been told I need to work on because, you know, it's just I live in a house with wooden floors, so the acoustics are so bad. So, I mean, you listen to a lot of these other traffic reporters on KFI especially, and they don't even sound like they sound like they're in a studio. It's crazy how they just have that set up. I've seen some of them on Zoom meetings that we've been in, and some of them really, it's like the studio, you know, back in Cyprus. They really decked it out.
Oh, wow.
And I think they kind of stole Sean's ideas. That's what
probably.
Sean helped him.
I knew it. Yeah.
Possible. It's possible.
He's recruiting his KFIs.
Nemesis.
I helped them be better than you.
I can't wait to see what Amber got.
Oh, we're not doing that right now. We're gonna.
Let me see. We can.
I mean, how much time do we have?
We're waiting for our special guest right now because okay. I'm supposed to be getting a message, and so I'm watching my phone right now to make sure the message comes through.
Do you want me to open mine quickly?
We could talk about the wind. It's windy.
The windy?
Everyone knows it's windy.
Everyone knows.
Well, why don't we go ahead and do Amber's real quick?
Okay.
Because I'm still waiting for my message to come through.
I can do it fast. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Do the.
That's okay. So simple.
I gotta do the ASMR.
All right.
Oh boy.
Okay, so Amber's opening up her present.
ASMRing. You know, this is actually a good idea because you can't really see what it is.
Yeah.
You are shitting me right now. Oh my fucking Jesus Lordy. Oh my gosh.
I'd say children, but we're a little past that.
Is this the women's?
This is from the 2015 Los Angeles Lasers.
Oh my gosh. That is incredible. So this is a really nice MLS Adidas game ball that's signed by the Lasers team.
That is Sean and I had a theme.
Yes, and then this is amazing.
So this is from Steve and I because I know Zach got you. Mm-hmm.
You guys, this is so
different.
I got Amber a signed autographed photo of and
Megan Klingenberg.
Thank you.
One of my favorite U.S. Women's National Team players because she's tiny. Well, she's 5'4".
This person looks like she could be related to Amber. Seriously,
she does. She does. Yeah.
Like a cousin.
Take it out of that funny plastic box. Let's play with it. Who wants to play soccer?
I don't think I'm going to do that. This is awesome. So, yeah, I was talking to my friend Kara about how much I'm missing soccer lately. But my knees, man, I'm too old now. Getting too old
pish
for
posh.
It. No, I'm too old for it. I don't practice and I do my training and stuff, but I can't get out in the field anymore.
I don't think you're too old.
Don't start
getting those vibes.
I've pivoted to golf, and I'm really happy with the golf right now.
Okay,
so
next
year, get me golf gifts. So this year is soccer. Next year is a LPGA.
Okay, I got to know now. Where are you going to put that? Because I know your apartment.
Up your butt.
Ooh.
Wow.
Then you'll always know where it is.
I'm probably going to put it in my room.
Can we go back to my butt?
No.
Oh.
You didn't wipe.
I'm sorry. One experience with your
butt. You don't know that.
Karen's
you can't take
face.
Any more than that.
Oh boy! Yes, this is.
Why would
amazing.
You know that, by the way?
And this is a really nice ball too. This is a beautiful, beautiful ball.
It's very colorful.
I'll have to post a picture of this so everybody can see it.
Where in your room are you going to put that?
I haven't decided yet. Jeez, can I get home? Jesus.
No, I want to talk about it now.
Karen, I don't know where to put this.
She doesn't know what to do with her hands.
Let's play some music and think of all the
guys,
possible places in her apartment.
You guys,
thank you so much.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's going to go right.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, look at this. Those are my keys.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, Karen's going to put it in the car for you.
What do you think she was going to put it in front of you?
Karen is such a mom. She's just like me. She's like, I will handle this.
Looks like she's, you know what would be really a cool idea? A soccer ball birthday cake.
Is it a, well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
That would have been kind of cool.
Yeah. I'd throw it at your face.
Why does everything got to end with my demise?
I don't know. I'm just picking on you today.
It's what, really, I know. Is it because I'm the younger one that I just...
Up your butt. Throw the cake in your face.
See, again, I said this for everyone listening. Amber's the closest thing to a sister I've ever had, and I have no siblings. Amber's got too many siblings, and then if you include me, that's that's a lot.
I've got a lot. It's okay.
Okay.
How are we doing?
The message finally came through. So, Zach, I got a question for you, basically. I mean, for your birthday, you know, we always try to do something nice for each other, of course, here. You know, you just open your present. Amber opened up hers.
I'm going to get naked later.
Yeah, exactly. I know you're a huge fan of Tom Kenny.
Yes.
You got to meet him.
Of course. Me and Amber got to meet him.
We did. We got to hang out with him.
Carlos Alas Rocky, we've got
Rocco
on the show for you.
Quentin
has been a very good friend of the program and everything.
Talked to him yesterday.
So the thing is, though, is that I got a message from somebody. I reached out to him, and at first I thought you meant Kurt Russell because you said something about a snake, you know. So then I realized what it was. So here is the message, a birthday message from Snake.
No way.
Zach, this is Solid Snake. I understand that it's your birthday. A birthday, huh? Well, I just wanted to let you know that age hasn't slowed you down one bit.
It has not.
I wanted to send you this message by Kodak to wish you the happiest, healthiest, and stealthiest birthday ever. Have a great one. Snake out.
Oh my God!
And of course,
David Hayter.
Voice actor David Hayter. Now I gotta ask you though, Zach.
Yeah.
You're huge.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Can I please have that?
Absolutely.
I want to hang that. Well, I can't hang it.
You can't hang it, but yeah, we can hang the file. You know, whatever the video file, the audio file. But if David was here, if we were actually able to get him here for your birthday, face to face, what would you ask him?
Did I keep you waiting, huh? No. I actually do have a question. I have always wanted to know if he... Well, what... If I were to ask him, I don't want to get in trouble for saying it, but I'll just say it. Why he wasn't chosen to play Venom Snake and Metal Gear Solid 5, and Kiefer Sutherland did it instead.
And he might respond in this manner.
Venom Snake? What the hell?
What the...
What?
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that there's another Solid Snake? No, that is not Solid Snake.
Oh, my God. I just pieced it together like peanut butter and jelly.
Zach.
Oh, my gosh.
Say hello,
hello Zach.
To David Hayter.
David, how are you?
Oh my God,
my heart's racing right now.
I'm very well, thank you. And I want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Thank you. And I was going to be my next question is, what is your regular voice?
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is it.
Like, this is how I sound when I wrote X-Men 2.
No, it was more like, please just don't cut the scene.
Oh my gosh.
It is an absolute honor to speak to you. I'm beside myself.
His cheeks right got
now.
Rosy.
No, that's just me all the time.
I'm in his butt cheeks.
Kidding.
You know, she's been fixated on my butt.
I don't know
the last
what's happening today.
Minutes.
I don't know what's going on today.
I don't know.
I tell you what it is. It's because he's dummy sick. And that clap of his ass cheeks keeps interfering with the podcast.
Oh, boy.
That's
why
I wish the wind would die down.
Kept you training, huh? But you know what? Am I still allowed to ask that question?
Yeah, go ahead.
What happened? Was that a Kojima decision, or was that something that maybe... Was it a year decision? I always wondered what happened to that.
No, it wasn't my decision. No, I think Kojima... I think they were thinking that Kiefer would maybe transition into the movie, and so they wanted to bring him in, and that's about everything I've ever heard.
Oh, wow.
They never approached you for it?
No, in fact, I ran into the producers, the studio was working on something else, and I said, hey, I understand. And he said, no, we won't be needing on this one. And that's all I ever heard.
Wow.
Did I ruin your birthday?
No. No, and the reason I asked is because I remember Quentin Flynn was telling me a story that he wasn't going to be considered for Raiden in part four. And,
oh, yeah.
And he had to audition for it, as a matter of fact. And he said that, if I remember correctly, they wanted Raiden to sound more like, you know, like Snake, like he's been through the ringer for a while. And they didn't think that he could have pulled that off. Well, they said, this is, you know, everyone's kind of looking at me like, what is he talking about?
No. You've bitched about this enough to me that I actually know.
I do love this franchise. There's millions of other people that it's a cult classic. It always will be. You know, there's still rumors, I think, going right now that there might be a remake of one of them. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Do you know, Dave, anything about that?
I don't. I mean, I've heard the same rumors as everybody else, but I don't know anything concrete.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Interesting.
It's been an ongoing rumor for a long time. There's a lot of people that just make up their own theories.
I have a question. Let's ignore Zach right now.
Yeah, ignore me.
So what have you been working on lately throughout the pandemic, and how's everything been going for you?
Embarrassingly, it's been going very, very well.
That's good.
I'm a screenwriter and a voice actor, so you can do both of those things from anywhere.
You absolutely can.
And let's see, I can't really talk about the voiceover too much because they're all under NDA. I just did a big movie, which I'm very excited about, and I'm recording two video games this week.
But you describe them to us, though?
No.
No. NDA is an absolute no.
Like, yeah, no, piss off, Sean.
I can't discuss it. Well, no, I hope there was nothing pejorative in my response, but I...
No, that's just me.
But I'm a producer on the show Warrior Nun at Netflix, and I'm in 6 days, I'm moving to Madrid for 6 months to produce season two. So
those chicks are hot. Oh my gosh. Yes. I watched the first season. I was like, oh baby. Wow. Oh baby. I want a warrior nun wife.
I know. It's pretty it's a pretty fun show. And so yeah, we're gonna be in Madrid going to castles and monasteries and all sorts of badass.
Sounds
things,
awful. Yeah. Sounds like a terrible, terrible job to be in, right? God, what a hard life you have.
It's a rough life, but hopefully there'll be tapas and sangria, and that will help assuage my missing Los Angeles.
Yeah. David, when will you be leaving for Madrid?
May 14th.
It's coming up pretty soon then.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Got my apartment booked and everything.
Listen, I'm only 5 feet, 100 pounds. I can fit into luggage very, very easily. I can't do a carry-on, but if you could check me. And,
well, that sounds ideal. I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
She might be 4'9". We're not sure.
No, I'm not 4'9". I'm 5 foot.
We get a pet carrier or something.
There you go.
Zach, is there anything else you want to ask David?
Or a cardboard box.
Oh, there you go. For those of you listening, you'll that's a Metal Gear reference.
You'll just feel more comfortable in the box.
I will. It won't be weird at all.
I have one more question, David, if I may.
Shoot.
What got you into voice acting? Like, what was the first thing you ever did that you just knew that you wanted to do this sort of work?
Well, so I went to high school at an international school in Japan. And when I was 16, this video game company came to our school and said, we need 4 guys who can speak English to do voices for video games. And these were like, it was 1985. And so these were for like, you know, arcade stand-up games. And we went down, we recorded, it was a blast. And so I've essentially been doing voices for video games since there have been voices in video games.
Wow.
And that's where I fell in love with it. And so I started doing English language voice tapes. And then when I, you know, as my career went on, I started doing voiceover, animation and eventually video games. So I've been doing it for quite some time.
That's my dream.
Wow.
I'm doing radio right now. I'm hoping to transition into it eventually to voiceovers.
Well, you got a great voice. I don't see why not.
Thank you.
You know, go for it.
You've had to kind of develop your voice and your over the years,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Because you kind of fell into it.
I did, well, sort of. I mean, I wanted to do it from that first time we did it. But what happened was I did an episode of Major Dad, which you can see on Hulu, where I play a Russian character, and I got hired to play a Russian character on Captain Planet, and then that was my first Hollywood voiceover job.
Captain Planet,
Planet was great.
Yeah, so I mean, I just did a cameo, two episodes. I was the Russian Planeteer's brother, but yeah, so that started happening, and then when I was there for that job, I turned around, I ran into Mark Hamill and John Rhys-Davies, who played Sala in Raiders Lost Ark, and I was like, this is the most awesome thing ever, and everybody was so cool. So so that's how it started.
And the rest is history.
There you go.
And the rest is history.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, David, we would definitely love to, when you come back from Spain, we would definitely love to have you back on the show and get a little bit more in-depth interview with you and talk about all the different projects that you've been working on that you can and are able to talk about.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah, would that be possible when that happens?
Absolutely.
He's locking you in.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Ink it. Thank you. Right. But in the meantime, the focus is Zach's birthday.
That's true.
So I just wanted to let you know, in case you're ever feeling down, Zach, you're pretty good.
Oh, he said it. He said it. He said the thing.
I think he just tinkled in his pants right now, too.
Come on, a little tinkle.
It's okay. I brought a change of shorts. Okay.
Good. David, well, thank you so for having me, guys. I really appreciate it. Have a great one.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, David, for coming on. We really appreciate it, and we can't wait to hear more from you when you come back from Spain.
Yeah, safe travels. Tell those girls there's a hot lesbian in L.A. that's kind of gunning for him.
I will absolutely let
thank
them know.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, David.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
You too. Take care.
See ya.
Bye-bye. All right.
Okay, I just like to make this
happy birthday, Zach.
I just like to make this clear for everyone listening. That's two of the main voices in my favorite game franchise that I've got to meet out of this show, and I couldn't be more grateful. Thank you. Awesome. You know what's funny is I kind of forgot about that, but I was joking.
Well, you know what though, it. You could thank Quentin for that.
Oh, that son of a bitch. I knew it. I knew he was playing something with me because he kind of like was I was asking him to do like a riding one if you want to do like a birthday greeting just for fun.
I will tell you this, though. It was the information that you gave me 2 weeks ago was a dead lead because I guess David had changed agents.
Oh, okay.
So I went every way I could, and I'm thinking, you know what? I think there's only one more person that I think I can call. And I called Quentin, and Quentin texted David 3 days ago.
I knew he had to be in on it. I had a feeling because I've been talking to him back and forth and all that, just kind of casually. And I was mentioning birthday stuff and all that. And he kind of like went away from it. He kept brushing it off like he wasn't really interested in it.
Yeah,
and I'm going like, maybe he forgot about it or something, or my little request. But and then it was on my way up here. I did kind of think, why is he still ignoring that? And then I'm sorry, I'm a little, I'm like, I got the vapors. Well,
Quentin came through for us.
I'm gonna give him a big bear hug.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's still up in Cleveland.
Absolutely. So okay, so when we say
thank
we can
you guys. Thank
you're
you,
welcome,
thank
brother.
That was awesome.
You're welcome.
That was
man.
Amazing.
Okay, now that we got that over, and because that was the one I was worried about.
I can take a nap now.
Yeah, you can.
Now we have Sean back talking.
Yeah, once we get Hank down here, we're gonna talk to Hank. Let's see. He's talking to me. Hey, DJ?
Hank is coming over. So Hank is the...
Yeah. Hank is the liaison here for the Orange County Model Engineers.
Zach, you want to help out over here?
So...
Why don't we take my cans off?
Take your cans off your head.
And then, Hank, thanks, go ahead and put those headphones on so that we can hear.
I like that hat. I might steal that.
There you go. And then just go ahead and talk into that microphone there.
I got a little leeway there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Hank, first of all, thank you for having us here at Goat Hill Junction. This is a wonderful facility. When did this place first open up?
The club incorporated in 1988. And so we've been here for 33 years.
And when you and I talked, we found out that the city has recently allowed you guys to stay another 30 years, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we have a use agreement with the city of Costa Mesa, and they renewed us for another 30.
Wow.
Which is wonderful, which is great. How did the club get started?
It was a bunch of train nuts that really were looking for a place to run their trains. And they formed this club, and they were looking for a park to put it in. Mm-hmm. And they actually were being considered by Irvine, Santa Ana, Stanton, and Irvine got back to us first.
Damn, if you were in Stanton, I live in Cypress, man. That would have been like city blocks over. So,
yeah,
that's cool. How many trains does the club own? Because I know you also have different members that have their own private trains as well, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that's one of the benefits of joining the club is that you can get your own equipment and store it here. Because these engines, most of these engines weigh over 1,000 pounds, so it's not the kind of thing you can throw it in your trunk
and haul it around. Not at all.
So we have storage containers down there, and that's one of the benefits of membership. But the club owns 8 engines. Six of them are big enough that we can pull public with. Then there's a couple of small ones that some of our junior members get to use. And we give free rides every third weekend of the month when there isn't a pandemic.
Right.
But we normally have 3,000 to 4,000 rides on that third weekend of the month.
Wow.
And you guys also host birthdays here as well, so the kids can get a call in, do a reservation, and set a date for a birthday party.
We've actually opened up for that. We could open up to the public, but we'd have to adhere to the same criteria as Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm and all the big amusement parks, and we just can't do that. We don't have, you know, multiple phone lines. We can't do reservations and all. But our birthday parties are and always have been by reservation, and you get a train, you get a crew, you get our picnic area here, you get the station, the restrooms, and we run trains for 2 hours. They're 2-hour increments from 10 to 12 and 1 to 3, and you get as many rides as you can fit in to 2 hours. And you can book book the place by calling 949-54-TRAIN.
That was
there
easy
you go.
Enough. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the number. Can you say it one more time?
Yeah, it's 949-54-TRAIN.
You know, something is really wrong with my headphones. Can you say the number?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah,
so,
Steve wasn't paying attention either.
Yeah, it's not 949. I'll speak slower. 54-TRAIN.
All right. I think
there you go.
We're good.
And that's to book the parties and everything.
Yes,
so, which
choice.
Is really cool. All right. Well, we are going to real quick. How long is the longest run or track on this layout here?
We have about 5.5 miles of track here in the park, and the usual our usual train ride when we're open to the public runs 12 to 15 minutes.
Oh wow!
See ya. I'll be back in 12 to 15 minutes.
Okay. Bye. Sounds good. I like that. Okay, so what we're going to do then is we're going to get Amber and Zach out there on the
Woo!
Train. But we got to set it up real quick. So we're going to play some music, and then we're going to get them set up with headphones and microphones. Amber's also going to be able to lock into Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah, Facebook Live it.
On our Facebook Live.
I can do that.
Go ahead, Hank.
There's one thing that has to be said before you get on the train.
Yes, sir.
All aboard.
There you go. All right.
All aboard.
So we're going to play a quick song while we get ready and everything. So hang tight.
Do you need me for anything?
Just hang here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Just eat your Cheetos and edibles.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve, actually, no, over there.
All right. So we're going to play a quick song and as we get ready so Amber and Zach can go out and ride the train.
I'm excited.
Take me on out of this town. too? Oh, so we can look at each other. That's
cool. All right, guys.
Deluxe seats.
Okay. So, there you go. Okay, okay. You guys are sitting in a gondola car. I love that.
My tissues are flying away.
Okay.
Sean, wait, Sean, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Zach.
Okay. I'll wait till Amber comes back. We're getting instructions.
Okay. So right
can
now,
we keep our hands and arms inside the vehicle.
Zach, turn up the volume on the phone and see if I can get you a little bit better there. Okay. So right now, Zach and Amber are facing each other. They're in a gondola car.
That we are.
And they're both.
I don't know if my mic is working. Is it working?
It's working.
Yeah.
And I can't hear myself. Okay.
I can't hear myself either.
Yeah, you won't.
Okay. I can hear you.
I can hear you.
That's weird.
That's all that matters,
that is
guys.
Weird.
All right, so.
Call us twinsies for nothing.
Okay, so you guys ready? Yep. Okay, engineer?
Okay, don't. Okay, so stay in the middle.
Zach almost okay. doesn't fit on that train.
Yeah, thanks. Fat jokes. Funny.
All right, so the engineer's walking.
I have a glandular problem.
Listen, you asked for my personality for my birthday, not for a gift, so you're getting just shit on today.
I guess. I got what I wanted, so I'm...
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm like Teflar at this point.
Good. I'm rubber ear glue.
But leave my butt out of it.
All right. So engineer just honked the train horn there. He's ready to go.
All aboard.
So, all aboard, guys. Take care.
Everybody on here, wave.
Yeah, Amber, don't forget to Facebook it live on our Facebook page.
Oh, wow.
This thing is wobbly a little bit. I can see how this could be a problem if you try to flail.
Wow, look how
Amber's
fast it's
going. Amber's
dreams
of having a cocktail on this are not going to happen.
I wanted a cocktail. I need a cocktail. We're on a choo-choo train. There's Karen there.
I love it.
We're leaving the station. Got the mic.
All right.
And there's a guy right here that can't fit into the cart, apparently. I fit just fine.
Careful around the curve. You don't you want to fall out.
Yeah, don't lean.
Don't tip us over.
Don't tell me not to lean. That's like saying don't look down.
So if you're not listening, we are at Goat Hill Junction. Is it Goat Hill?
Yes. It's Goat Hill.
In Costa Mesa off Placentia Avenue.
I'm a little stoned.
You are stoned. We need beers. So we're riding these little mini trains that are 1/8 the size of a real train. Karen's right there. Look at these. We got the shipping containers over here with the other train.
There's
a
little boy chasing us in the back.
He's coming. Look at him on this little thing.
The push cart? Is that the one, the push cart?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. He's back there. So this is what we're doing today, guys. You should listen to the show. Just check it out. Log on.
Hi, guys. I'm waving at you right now.
Do you want to, while I'm Facebook Living, tell me how they can listen to the show live right now, Sean?
Basically, if you guys want to listen to the show live, you just go to our website, which is yourweeklydose.com. And,
go to yourweeklydose.com.
Scroll down a little bit there. You'll see where it'll say
scroll
something.
Scroll down a little bit.
Yes. And where it'll say Mixler. And you'll see a little banner there. It'll say either on air or off air. And right now we are on the air.
We are on the air live.
If you don't see it, just refresh the page. That's all you need to do.
And we're going to ride this train.
There you go.
Ride that
okay.
Train.
We can't see you guys anymore at all. So you guys got to tell us what you're seeing.
Well, Amber's facing me like she's about to give birth.
Oh my God. I had my feet here. So what I'm doing is I'm watching the golf course. I love trains, but I'd rather be golfing. Let's be honest. And this is fantastic. My birthday gift should have been golf. That's what it should have been.
Hey, you got a soccer
ball. Can't change
it
now.
All right. So I'm going to log on.
Amber, look at this kid. Look at him in the back. Wait, get him in the back. He's trying to catch up.
He is. He's doing good.
He's catching up.
Where's he at?
You can do it.
Zach's yelling at the kid in the back.
Come on.
I love it.
He's really trying.
I guess this takes a few minutes, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're out there. They're not very descriptive right now.
You guys go listen live, and I'm going to stop embarrassing myself right now.
So, what are you guys seeing right now?
All right, just probably hold the microphone in my mouth.
We went under the trestle, and we see lots of. We see lots of native grasses to the Southern California region. We see trees.
Oh, abandoned ship!
What happened?
We lost them.
He can do it. He can do it.
Oh, the little kid? You lost him?
Yeah.
No, okay. He's doing...
I'm sure he's still right behind you guys, though.
He was using his feet. Yeah, no, he's actually doing quite good. It is nice. It is long. This is really cool.
It's pretty cool. Amber, would you like a beer? Want me to tang you?
I want a beer.
Beer me.
Seriously, where's the... There needs to be like a little depot station we can stop at to get a cocktail.
We'll have to talk to him after.
Yeah, we'll talk to Hank about that.
See if we can put in a wet bar or something, you know, for the...
All right.
You know, Sean, you know what this reminds me of, actually? It's like a level in Super Mario where everything's big and Mario's small.
Yeah.
Or everything's small and Mario... Yeah, that's what this feels like.
You're giant
Mario. I'm like a giant on this train.
Oh, you guys are coming back. We can see you guys coming back now.
I'm afraid if I turn around, I'm going to fall out.
I guess there was a loop.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a loop. It's a big loop. It's
funny.
Whoop, whoop, loop. Wow.
All right. Hank, are they going to go through or are they going to stop here? They'll go through. Okay, great. Okay.
So we're going to go past you?
Yeah, you guys will go past us and everything.
Yeah, no pressure. Now really don't wobble.
There's lots of wildlife, little lizards running around and stuff. This is really cool.
How do you know if a lizard is wild?
Is there such a thing as a domestic lizard?
Little lizard. Did I say wild lizard?
Yes, you did.
I'm a lizard. Hi, I'm a lizard with a job.
Yes. I guess the wild lizards are the one that don't have a tail.
He had a bow tie, his chinos.
Everybody wave to him.
Hey, you guys are like,
there
you
are. Hey,
you guys are having such a good time.
When I get back, I better have a drink ready for me. Yeah. I swear.
Your tea's here.
great. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So we're going to let you guys finish the ride out. And right
Thank you. We
are going to go ahead and pay tribute to mothers right now. So this is something that I kind of threw together, kind of got a couple of different songs that all have mother or mom in it or something about mom or anything like that. So we're going to play that right now for you guys as Amber and Zach continue their ride here at Goat Hill Junction.
Okay, gentlemen, let's hear it.
Oh, mother, oh, mother of mine.
Behind that mother's eyes.
Tie him all the down, tie him all the down.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys, how you doing out there?
We are grand.
We had a little bit of technical difficulty.
What happened?
Amber dropped her phone.
I dropped my phone.
Oh, jeez.
We literally had to stop a train, and we had to go and get it.
And luckily, it landed face up, and it wasn't face down on the tracks and the gravel.
Was anybody injured? A stubbed toe, something.
Just yeah. My pride.
I just panicked. It was a calamity averted.
This is a whole freaking thing.
I told you.
This is huge.
Well, I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. So
it'll be really cool. That's huge. It'll be really funny. This was like a miniature golf course, and you were riding around on it. Oh no, that wouldn't work. Hit by a golf ball.
Okay,
Amber gets hit by a golf ball, then drops her phone, then we stop the train. That would make my whole freaking day.
Oh my gosh, are we going to go over the bridge?
Oh, we see you guys right now. You guys are way out there.
No, we're not going to go over the bridge.
Amber, this is where you really don't want to drop your phone, going over a bridge.
I'm not going to.
I don't think we're going over the bridge.
We're not. It's okay. Don't worry. I'll survive.
Oh, it's gated off anyway.
Oh, yeah, I see.
You know what's funny? It's like if this had like a pedal thing for your legs, this would be a hell of a workout routine.
It would be.
Well, that's why I was asking earlier if like, you know, somebody had ever made a bike or anything like that for the track.
Yeah, I would love to see that bike.
Yeah, that would be kind of
cool. I would totally listen to my headphones and just get lost on the thing for like an hour.
Yeah. That'd be really neat.
Lost.
Okay, well, we can see you guys slowly coming back right now.
Yay!
So. I can't see you.
Slowly.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here. There's lots of stuff to look at, lots of wildlife.
What kind of wildlife are you seeing?
Squirrel.
Birds.
Birds?
Squirrels and birds. Squirrel. Lizards.
Amber, don't forget, we get to watch them do this next.
We do. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
So we'll do our own play-by-play coming up in your weekly dose.
And now they're going out of the train. And they're going to the...
They're going 35, 45, 55. I'm an auctioneer here.
Yeah, I think we're heading up towards you guys right now.
Okay. So they'll be pulling
into
the station.
I sure hope there's not a DeLorean on the track.
Oh, that would be cool, actually.
A mini DeLorean
for like, you know, to represent the Back to the Future. So yeah, that would be actually kind of cool.
Whoa, Doc, are you saying you build a time machine out of a DeLorean? Jesus Christ, Doc, you can't just do that, Doc, and buy plutonium.
Dude, I'm trying to figure out where the, if is it the back and the front that are both have an engine in them, or I'm very confused right now. What's happening?
Okay, I just got told by Hank right now. They actually do have a mini DeLorean.
No way. That's the next.
Yeah.
When you guys go on, go dust that thing off.
I think I'm going to have some Cheetos since there's no beer.
Okay, so the kid in the...
Next best thing.
Who's in the pedal car right now just had to back up real quick because otherwise he's going to get hit by the train.
He was a little trooper for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's doing really good.
Oh, there you guys are again.
I was impressed. Roman, is Roman going to go with you guys?
I don't know. Where is Roman?
Behind me. Jesus. Okay.
All right, cool.
Awesome.
All right, guys.
We are.
That was fun.
Good. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
The train.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
All right, your hands in your pockets.
So they're so they're back.
The upright table.
Woo!
Back. Okay. All right. So why don't we do this? Zach, I'm going to have you take over over here.
Are we dead air?
No. No. We're not dead air. Okay, so now I'm back. I'm going to go out and do this. What is he doing?
I don't know.
Are you okay, Steve?
Does he look okay?
Oh, my God. Okay, I think Steve's going to derail the train. I'm afraid of that right now.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
I'm afraid that
train. Here comes a little push cart right now.
Hello.
Okay, so what's going on right now, Hank?
Steve, can you hear us? Oh wait, we are. Where's Hank?
Okay. They're gonna back the train in.
Hello.
We
are just waiting on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try talking now.
I. There we go. Well, wait, was I down?
No, you were just turned off.
Hello.
Okay. Steve, I have a question. When you're ready.
Hello?
Hey, there I am.
It's a major delay.
Steve, I have a question.
No, that's not the problem. It wasn't doing anything.
Steve.
It's like our first day.
I'm going to eat some of your Cheetos, Scott. Steve, what edibles did you have? What edible did you have? That's what I'm curious about. What edible did you have?
Just a gummy.
A gummy?
A gummy,
Uno?
Half a gummy.
Okay. So you guys, it's good to know that Steve is actually, hi.
He's zoned. He's zoned right now. He's zoned right now. Okay. Zach, what time are we at right now?
We are at 11:18 a.m.
Okay. Why don't we do this? The train is backing up right now onto a different track. So why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's go ahead and play the Jimmy Dean IOU.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and describe it. If you guys haven't heard this before, this is something that Mark and Brian did a tradition on. And basically, it's a song. So the same guy who does the sausage, you know, you go buy the sausage in the supermarket, Jimmy Dean sausage.
Yeah.
Good at, Steve.
Yeah.
Good at.
God, these Cheetos are good.
Gimme.
So this is just something that Mark and Brian always
used to
play for Mother's Day. And it's just simply called IOU.
You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom past the credit cards and baby pictures, green stamps, you usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. Funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I kind of feel like right now might be a pretty good time for an accounting.
Huh? Get right back.
Mom, you listening? Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of services. Like night watchman, for instance. For lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late. You had the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker. For making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and two big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life, and for washing and ironing no laundry could ever do, for drying the tears of childhood and for ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for services a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares and too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh, no. Important things like don't scratch it or it won't get well. Or if you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that. And probably most important of all was be sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident. And owe you for veterinarian services, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope, and for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going during some pretty tough times, for wonderful productions at Christmas, 4th of July, and birthdays, and for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites, confidence, hopes and dreams, and somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing a family together so it would stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows, and for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life that a growing boy's just got to have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget. When there were only two pieces of apple pie left and three hungry people, I noticed that you were the one who suddenly decided that you really didn't like apple pie in the first place. These are just a very few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very cheap. She managed by simply doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know, the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she'll mark the entire bill paid in full for just one kiss and four little words. Mom, I love you.
Hey, there you guys are.
Hey guys, how are you?
Great. How's it going?
It's going wonderful.
Steve looks creepy.
That is the Jimmy Dean IOU. I gotta say though, these cars are really wobbly. I didn't think they're gonna be that wobbly.
Yeah, you could definitely hurt yourself.
Well, sometimes you think you're gonna fall over or to the side or something like that. But so yeah.
I guess.
So. Steve, how you doing back there, buddy?
I'm doing just fantastic.
Steve.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I got you, bud.
We hear you.
Oh, good.
You.
Yeah.
We got one of the railroad guys out here to the track and everything.
If you look over there, you see the Fairview Park sign over the road.
Is it moving sideways? Is it turning around? Is it going in circles?
Whoa, man. It's changing colors.
Whoa.
It is really nice out here, Amber. I mean, you've got you know, like the amber waves of grain going on out here. The
I
woods,
don't think that's technically what that is, but okay.
Yeah. I saw a couple of rabbits. I saw some squirrels, like you said. The leopard is just huge. You know, there's just so many different ways you can basically ride these rails here because there's so many different tracks and the layout does so many different things. And...
Oh, look, there's the one that goes nowhere.
The pull-off.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's this. It's a great miniature track. It's really, really fun.
It's really, yeah.
I just needed a cocktail in my hand. I'm going to keep saying it all day.
I could have gone for a joint.
A joint and a cocktail.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's maybe, just so many tracks out here. It's awesome.
Maybe like half a cab of acid. Just like a little bit of acid. Like microdose on the train.
Like your own show over here.
Whoa, man.
I think somebody lost a chinchilla out here. I think that's what I just saw right now.
Really? A chinchilla?
Real, I don't know what it was.
They said it,
it wasn't a rabbit. I know that.
It was a big, fuzzy, puffy squirrel.
Yeah, it was huge.
Huge.
It was huge.
That's huge.
But
this
huge.
Is just really amazing out here. There's even like a walking path part that's part of this park that if you guys want to go jogging or anything like that too, you can do that.
Oh, I saw a lady jogging.
Oh. Yeah, baby.
I did.
Yeah, you go. There you go. And of course, it's right next to the golf course that's over here too. So, you know, there is a lot going on. And again, you've got so much... You know, of the track.
There's a couple of joggers going by us right now. Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good job. Good job.
Good job.
Yeah, they're,
he was happy.
They're ignoring us. One wave. He was nice. Other one was a jerk.
No, God forbid they're listening. That guy talking about me?
What? Oh, look. Amber, how come we didn't get off and go to the golf course?
I wanted to. I'm just too sick to play today, but that sounds really fun.
You can see the back of the golf course right now. It's real beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hills over here. I mean, it's just really, really nice. So for anybody who ever just wants to come out, third Saturday of the month, and we're passing a little water tower over here, which is kind of cool. You know, they do free train rides. You know, everything is done by donations.
Yes. So, when they open back up again. They're not quite there yet. We're almost there.
Yeah, but you can definitely plan your kid's birthday party here. I would say, you know, anybody under the age of, 50 is pretty good. You know, you want to do a little party here. And ride the train.
How's Roman holding out right there?
He's doing good. He's actually on his phone right now.
Yeah, he has no clue where he is.
Well, at least he knows where he's been, though. And that's the important part. So, and once again, we're now, like, just adjacent to the golf course. And got a couple of golfers out there right now.
And the river.
And the river.
And the river.
And I love the fact that I can look down, and there's, like, another level of track down there, too. So, that's just so neat. I love it.
I'd ride it again. Have a little.
Boy, that's a raging river going through there.
Yeah, it is. Boy.
Oh, man.
That's bigger than the.
You don't want to fall in that.
Did you guys know that this is indigenous land over here? Native American land.
Oh, yeah. It says there's a sign back here.
That's a really cool sign. Yeah, this actual area, this whole area, it was indigenous Native American.
If I were just walking over the hills looking around and I saw this place, I'd go, hey, let's live here.
Yeah.
I would.
Especially with that little bridge over there in front of us.
Costa Mesa's prime real estate, baby.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a fun train. I'm looking forward to when the restrictions get lifted and they can open up and bring the kids down here, and hopefully they'll want to. You said Roman's on his phone? Oh, I see you guys way out in the distance. Oh, my God.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm waving.
I see you waving. Don't tip over, Sean.
Shaking that ass.
Don't tip it over, Sean. Don't tip it over.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I was scared when I was shaking. Because these trains, I mean, the cars are really wobbly. So you got kind of like, oh, you know, so you really do have to be careful. But I just love the fact that there are so many ways to take this ride. There's so much track out here. It's just unbelievable.
And it's connected and yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see them. Really they're
great. There. Yeah. Hey, guys. How are you?
We're waving to you. I'm drinking my tea.
Boy, this knocked my socks off. No, I'm not kidding. There it goes. Wait, we got to stop the train. My sock.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
gosh. We'll stop at a 7-Eleven.
Oh, my God.
Get you some 7-Eleven socks. Those are quality.
Yeah, exactly. They are.
Look, a lizard right here. We got a little lizard coming up by us. Come here. He wants to come on the air. Come here, little guy. Come here, little lizard. You're live on your weekly dose. What do you have to say? Oh, he ran into the trash. He wants to go get trash. Sorry. That was a little segment for Steve. They were being stoned.
Oh, my God.
It is. I think Steve's having a good old time back there.
Yeah. Ooh, look, a tree. Oh, tree. Wow, man.
And what color is the tree?
And it's another green tree.
Woo!
Another green tree.
Yeah.
Are the trees moving, Steve? Are they waving to you?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're holding apples.
They're holding apples?
Yeah, here. Have an apple, Steve.
Oh, my gosh.
I love you, but I'm on the air right now. I'll come back. Hello, how you doing? Hey, is it okay if I slap him on the butt? I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. Yep, that's my partner, guys.
You know, it's fun how edibles have become so strong. It's basically like a micro dose of acid.
Oh, my God.
At least the acid wears off, though. The stone, you have to, like, digest it out. It takes a while.
Yeah.
I wonder. We should do that.
Hey, we're back.
Pull it into the station. Woo!
We are back.
Okay.
Pull into the station here.
Get the hell off the train so I can beat you at the game.
Ooh.
I'm ready.
Them fighting words.
All right.
And I did. Oh, my God.
Oh, we arrived.
That was so loud.
We heard that.
Oh, my God. That scared me.
That did
rubber banding.
Oh, I felt like I was getting punched.
That was excellent.
Oh,
thank you so much for that. I appreciate that.
That was a shock to my nervous system.
Oh, wow.
You awake?
All right, guys.
Thank you, DJ.
Thank you guys so much for the ride. That was so fun. Oh, everyone can hear me on the mic.
All right, we're walking back into the depot here.
Slowly. Walking back.
You're slowly.
I know I am.
Okay. I think we're going to...
There we go. Mics are on.
All right.
All right, so we're back.
You are back.
We are back here. Oh, gosh.
Whew.
All right.
Well, I think I know what that means.
First of all...
Hang on.
Hank, that's going to be it, yeah. Hank, thank you so much, man, for this. We really appreciate it, and you know, we want to make sure that more people know about you and are able to come out here and enjoy it. It is just so beautiful out here in the park and what you guys have done, what you guys have created and everything. It's just a nice little relaxing little train ride, you know, so... you know, thank you for allowing us to broadcast here today. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Our pleasure. Absolutely. It's our pleasure. Come back anytime. You know, we like to think we operate a smile factory here because that's all we see when we have all these little kids out here is smiles. And look, even the big kids have
smiles.
Absolutely,
man. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And we're the big kids.
Yeah. Literally. I mean, it is just so nice. And like I said, it's very relaxing and everything out here. So thank you again for allowing us to broadcast here. And again, the reason why we're broadcasting today from here is basically because it is National Train Day, which basically means it is Amtrak's 50th birthday.
No way.
So 50 years ago.
I thought they were older.
That's the reason why. And I thought, what better way for you guys also? Because I brought Roman here when he was a kid, and I thought, what a cool way to celebrate, and also to celebrate your guys' birthday, and
thank
I thought you guys would get a kick out of this
as
well.
It was a kick.
And I thought you guys would enjoy it. So, and you can bring your kids down too.
I think that they might actually come do this when they open back up.
Yeah.
When they lift their restrictions
or do a birthday.
Slowly happening now.
Look at this dog, guys. Look at this puppy here.
Very cute beagle.
Big one.
Aww.
Very cute beagle. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
So.
Okay. Oh, let's see. Oh, you know what? Zach, there, under the in the folder there, there is something real quick I want to do. How are we on time right now?
We...
In the folder?
It is 11:36 a.m.
Okay. We'll do this real quick. We'll do this real quick. I brought this down because, again, for Mother's Day, it was the best TV mothers that got ranked. And, boy, they were all over the board. But I did pull this one off. I thought it was really cool because it had the most diverse, I think, from different television shows.
Okay.
Just real quick, who do you guys think was number one?
Claire Huxtable.
Felicia Rashad, actually got number two.
Hey, that was close enough for me.
So,
who would be number one?
Who do you think, Steve?
TV Mom. Is it current also? Current or how current?
Yeah, it's very current.
What's her name on All in the Family?
Oh, Edith Bunker?
Edith Bunker.
No,
she got an honorable mention.
Damn.
Number one TV Mom.
I can't remember her name, but Malcolm in the Middle's mom.
Jane Charismatic as Lois. Yes, she was number eight.
I have another guess. You ready?
Okay, go for it.
Marge Simpson.
Ooh. Honorable mention.
Damn it. Why are we so staticky right now? What's going on here?
That's okay.
I think it's my cabling.
All right.
Cable.
So you guys want to hear what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So number 10
was 10.
Downton Abbey, Maggie Smith as Violet.
Oh, she was great. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She was great.
Number 9 was The Waltons, Michael Learned as Olivia Walton.
Okay.
Number 8, we mentioned Jane Kosmarek as Malcolm in the Middle, as Lois, from Malcolm in the Middle. Esther Rowley as Flora Evans from Good Times.
Okay.
Oh, I got one. I got one.
Yeah.
Lois Griffin.
No, honorable mention.
Ah.
Honorable mention. Doris Roberts, who passed away recently from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, this was my favorite. Marion Ross as Mrs. C, Mrs. Cunningham from Happy Days.
Oh, yeah.
So she was number 5.
Mrs. C.
Estelle Getty from The Golden Girls as Sophia.
Yeah, I forgot about, yeah.
Okay, and then Gilmore Girls, Lauren Graham.
Okay.
We mentioned Felicia Rashad as Claire Huxtable. And the number one TV mom.
I'm going to kick myself. I know it. Okay.
Florence Henderson as Mrs. Brady from The Brady Bunch.
I was going to say Brady Bunch. Yep. I was wondering, yeah.
There you go.
All right.
The Brady Bunch.
That's all right. Wow, that is so not how that theme goes.
Marsha.
Exactly.
I watched a movie and she was in it.
Henderson?
No, Marsha.
Oh, it was probably a terrible Lifetime movie then.
It was just some
terrible Lifetime movie again.
On Tubi.
Marie McCormick?
Yeah.
I like it. She's so pretty.
I'm so sorry, Marie McCormick.
All right. Zach, should we play the game?
I think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the new game show that would make anybody steamed.
Wow.
Quiz me. Quiz you.
Hey, you want to join us on this?
Our trivia, our
remember,
trivia
Mark,
game.
How they used to do No Apparent Reason?
Which ones are his headphones? We're going to make sure we get the right headphones here for him. Those are the ones.
I think these ones are.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right, let's see. Remember, it's just a potpourri of questions.
Okay.
Now, it is Mother's Day and it is National Train Day, so the questions are going to be based upon that.
Yeah.
And let's see. I think we have a...
Is that true, Zach?
That's news to me, but I'm sure that's...
Did you pull up the questions? Sean's going to...
So, so I will do the first five. Amber, you want to do the second five?
No, I'm going to play. I'm going to beat you.
Oh, you're going to beat me? Okay.
Yeah. No, Zach, you want to play or you want to beat...
I'll read the questions.
Yeah?
Okay,
yeah.
All right. You want to do the last five then, Zach?
Yeah, I'll do the last five.
Okay, I got the first five.
Sorry, let me see.
Okay.
Question number one.
I have to beat y'all fair, okay?
All right, and these are train questions here. In which country did the first steam train start running in 1804?
England.
Sorry, what was your name?
Oh, yeah, your name is your buzzer.
Hank.
Hank.
There you go.
England.
England is correct, yes.
All right. There you go. That was good.
You know what's funny? I thought that was Steve. I was looking the other way.
All right, question number two.
I'm off to a bad start.
The pantograph is an articulated device fitted to the roof of a train. It serves to do what?
Fix up electricity.
And that was Hank?
Hank. I'm sorry.
And what does it do, Hank?
It picks up the electricity.
That's right. It sends electricity to the train.
Whoa.
Hank's two for two. Hank, make go
cars. I'm going to lay my headphones down and just walk away right now.
I'm good at trains. I just don't play games very well.
Pentiograph.
Question number three. In which James Bond film does the villain travel around an armored train?
Oh, Zach.
Zach?
GoldenEye.
That is correct. GoldenEye. Oh.
That's like the one James Bond movie I know from start to finish.
All right, question number four.
I'm leaving. Bye.
Which power is used in modern metro railways?
Amber.
Amber?
Electricity.
That is correct. Electricity.
Amber's on the board.
All right.
It's up to me. Question number five.
Thank you.
Welcome.
What was the fastest form of transportation before trains?
Amber.
Amber?
Horses. I don't know.
Actually, you're not that far. But that's not the
Okay, I have another one.
But you're close.
I have another
Steve.
One.
Steve?
Stagecoach.
That is correct.
Okay,
stagecoach.
I was going to say wagon, but okay, yep. Yeah.
There you go. All right, so those are the first five. Zach's got the second five.
And I apologize. That's why I kind of cut in front of Sean and did his announcement. But question number six. On what day is Mother's Day celebrated in the United States, Australia, and Canada?
Hank, May 10th.
Amber.
No.
Amber.
Not the answer I'm looking for, Hank. I'm
Amber.
Sorry.
Amber.
Oh, and there I just dropped the iPad. Hold on. Amber, go ahead.
You're putting too much pressure on it.
I'm putting pressure on
myself. And
right
all of us. the second Sunday of May.
That is correct.
There we go. Yes.
Okay, I'm back in action. Question number seven.
How am I doing, by the way? How am I
You're
doing?
Two. I think Hank's got three.
Okay.
I got one.
Steve?
I think
I got one.
Steve's got one, yeah. Okay. What president made Mother's Day an official national holiday in the United States?
Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Roosevelt.
Not that far off.
Oh, really?
Amber, yes.
Oh, wow.
Hank, Truman.
I
don't know. I want to guess, Amber.
Steve is still the closest.
Is he really?
Yes.
How do you even know?
I can give you a hint, but I don't know if it'll...
No, I don't even know how you... Do you know? You don't know presidents. I'm going to guess Hayes for some reason. I don't know.
No.
Sean.
Washington.
Wilson. Woodrow Wilson.
That is correct.
Oh, man.
In 1914.
Okay.
Wilson.
Oh, boy. Question number eight.
We're tying up here.
Yeah. Mother's Day is the biggest holiday in the United States for...
Steve.
Steve.
Mother's.
Think of it as like, what is something you would do on Mother's Day that is a traditional thing?
Hank, flowers.
Amber.
Oh. Okay, Hank.
Was I wrong?
Hank, flowers.
You would think so. No.
Amber.
Amber.
I'm going to say like breakfast or brunch.
No.
No? Not a meal?
Wow.
Hank, champagne.
It's not a meal?
No. It's kind of a hard one. I'm sorry. It's long distance telephone call.
Oh my
Oops,
gosh.
Wrong button.
Oh.
I thought you got one.
For that question.
Wow.
I hate it.
Question number nine. What is the traditional Mother's Day flower in the United States?
Steve.
Steve.
Chrysanthemum. It ends with the word mum.
Amber.
For crying out loud.
That's too romantic. Now I'm thrown off.
Hank, roses.
Amber.
I'm going to guess a daisy.
Daisy.
No? I don't know.
Hank?
Roses?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Sean?
Birds of Paradise?
Nope. Oh. I'm sorry. The answer is carnation.
Okay, wait. Mike is like doing some funky stuff.
That's okay. We're at the end. Question number 10.
You're at the end.
You're
finally.
You know what? You're a rear end.
You're rear end the end of the thing.
Way, okay, can we have the end of this rear end of the questions?
According to recent
Caboose.
Polls. How big is Amber's rear end? Just kidding.
Wow.
Steve.
Ginormous.
It is the appropriate cute size for me.
That's true.
The size of a soccer
there
ball.
We go.
But according to recent polls, Mother's Day ranks where in the term of most popular holidays? On a scale of 1 through
Wait,
5.
Wait, what? Say that
okay,
again.
According to recent polls, Mother's Day ranks where in the terms of most popular holidays? Let's just think top 5.
Okay.
I'll give you, you can either, yeah, just give me a number.
Amber.
1 and 5. Amber.
4.
Nope.
Sean.
3. Right behind
really?
Christmas and Easter.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought that July 4th would be ahead of it.
There
No, oh God! I think the tornadoes are coming in.
I think so too.
Uh-oh.
The wind's really
hear that?
In.
Wow!
Oh. It's roaring.
One of my balloon didn't make it.
All right. Well, we want to thank Hank once again for allowing us here.
Yes, Hank, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you.
To be here at Goat Hill Junction.
What a fun day.
When things open up, you guys have to come out. Keep in mind, this club does run on donations. So please donate whatever you can. There is a trestle bridge they are trying to fix right now, too, as well. The link is on our Facebook page, so make sure you go to that. And please donate so that way they can get that that bridge fixed there. So.
And we will let you guys know when they get to open back up again so you can come and enjoy the park.
But if you got your kid's birthday coming up pretty soon, you can call here and... basically make your reservation.
You remember the number? I do.
Yeah. Well,
you ready?
949-5-4-2-2-5.
My mic is just...
Microphone's failing.
Everybody just went, what?
Train. Sorry.
What was it? 949.
This is the second show we've done remotely where you gave me a shit mic cable. I'm like cutting out.
I wonder why.
Not
and that's
what
you
a
get.
Coincidence.
All right, so in the meantime...
Just wait, look at this. Oh, God.
Okay, real quick, 949.
949, 54 train.
54 train, there you go.
I did it!
And Hank's happy. All right, guys. In the meantime, the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Dose, Twitter and Instagram. Find us at Your Weekly Dose 1.
You want to follow me, Steve? And this is harder than I thought it was going to be. On Facebook, Steve Silva, and on Twitter, at SilvaLining69.
Hey, you did it.
Yeah, I did it. All right.
Only half a starburst. You can find me if you would like to. Amber at I'm Amber Ash McCary on all the things. Instagram, Facebook.
And I just, oh, my mic's down. And I'd just like to say thank you to David Hayter.
Oh, yes, if he's listening,
for
thank
calling
you so much
in.
That was a joy.
And if David Hayter wants to be my friend on Instagram, which would just make me so happy,
oh,
I'm
my
a
God.
Zombie Mel Gibson.
And also, guys, if you guys want to check more information out here regarding Goat Hill Junction, go to OCMETrains.org. And all the information is there for you guys to look at, and it's all there for you. So until then, we'll catch you guys next week. Be good to each other.
Choo-choo.
And happy Mother's Day.
Please stay on the tracks, world.
I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.